We live in a time of instant stardom and notoriety. People go from relative obscurity to fame overnight. Whether it's American Idol, The Voice, Dancing with the Stars, a cable reality show, or an Instagram post that goes viral, someone is only a heartbeat away from being well-known. It seems like this want of celebrity has become the pursuit of many, and being a better person has either taken a back seat or isn't even part of the equation. Being well-known has replaced being a person worth knowing. But is that really what we should want? Is that going to make us a better person, a person that God meant us to be? What many people discover is that popularity is fleeting. You can be on top of the world today and completely rejected tomorrow. Popularity just isn't that important in God's plan. Just being well-known is fleeting. Being worth knowing is timeless. Living a virtuous life of kindness, honesty, compassion, forgiveness, and gratitude has a lasting value that attracts people, not because of celebrity, but because they sense you're worth knowing. So, what does the Bible have to say about being worth knowing? How can we spend our times being a person worth knowing? In the book of Acts, we read that we must be faithful to the Lord and be filled with the Holy Spirit. In Matthew 22, we read, "He said to him, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind.'" So what do? One, love God. If we love God and follow Him, we lay the groundwork for being a person worth knowing. We realize that everything we have is a gift from God, and we should love Him as we learned in Matthew. And secondly, love others. If we are God's people, then we will be known by the compassion we have for the less fortunate, our kindness to others, our humble attitude, our gentleness and patience with those who are struggling with life's challenges. And third, we must walk by faith. As we learn in 2 Corinthians, we walk by faith, not by sight. Our righteousness comes from our faith that God has things under control. And when we're out of options and have tried to go it alone, we realize that when we turn our lives over to Him, we begin to walk by faith, knowing that God is with us. Remember, popularity is fleeting and righteousness is timeless. Let's spend our energy on becoming a better person, a person worth knowing. I remember an anonymous quote about the definition of hell. It goes, "On your last day on earth, the person you became will meet the person you could have become." Let's try to work at becoming that person, the one God meant us to be. This is Tony Agnese.